Vamos a Andorra, éxitos en este tercer ciclo del EPU. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Next speaker is Philippines.
Thank you, Chair. The Philippines warmly welcomes the delegation of Andorra to this UPR session. My delegation acknowledges the progress made in implementing the recommendations from the last cycle. We welcome in particular efforts made at advancing the protection of the human rights of children, women, and other vulnerable groups. We welcome the implementation of programs to include the Service for Victims of Gender-Based Violence, the Interdisciplinary Team on Gender Violence, and the provision of additional human resources in the Department of Equality Policies. In a constructive spirit, the Philippines presents the following recommendations for consideration by Andorra. One, step up efforts to ensure that the Ombudsman, whose powers were extended to emulate those of an NHRI, complies fully with Paris principles. Two, ensure the conduct of prompt, effective, and impartial investigations into cases of trafficking in persons, particularly trafficking in migrant workers, and provide adequate protection and assistance to victims. Three, take steps to adopt measures and programs that promote the economic empowerment and participation of women and young people. And four, consider ratifying the ICRMW, the Migrant Workers Convention, the ILO Convention number 189, and the ICESR. We wish Andorra every success in this review cycle. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ambassador. Next speaker is Portugal.
Madam President, Portugal welcomes the delegation of Andorra and the country's commitment towards the protection and respect for human rights. We welcome the ratification of the UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education and the efforts to guarantee access to free and quality public education. Portugal recommends that Andorra 1. Take concrete measures to guarantee the accessibility to mental health and psychosocial support by children and adolescents, regardless of the family economic situation, and develop alternative methods of support for persons with mental health conditions and psychosocial disabilities, which respect their rights in line with the CRPD, including by combating institutionalization, stigma, violence, coercion, and over-medicalization, and by providing mental health services which promote inclusion in the community and respect people's free and informed consent. And two,